First time I've had a chance to speak with you since the retirement of Ricky Williams. Did it catch you by surprise, and have you thought about a replacement?
Yeah, it did catch us by surprise, and yeah, we have thought about a replacement. He texted me first, and then we talked on the phone shortly after that, and you know, he said he was thinking about doing that, and I have to admit, I was very supportive of him whichever way he wanted to go, but I felt like he'd call me back in a day or two, and he'd change his mind, you know, because that's a big decision. But he didn't. He was very firm on it, and he's got some plans about what he wants to do in the future. So I was like, you know what? That's how you feel about it. That's what you got to go do, you know. So right now our replacements are Anthony Allen and Damian Barry. And, you know, in this league you have to be able to – you got to draft well, and you've got to put those young guys out there on the field, and you got to see what they can do and see how they play. And I think those two – we've seen those guys all year, Jerry. Seen them practice every single day. And both of those guys are up to the task. Now, if someone else comes in the mix, draft, you know, veteran, free agent, something, whatever, you know, that just adds more competition to it. But those two guys, they can do it.
Well, we know that unless a deal is reached by March 5th, Ray Rice could become a free agent out there unless something gets done. And obviously, he wants to stay in Baltimore. You've made it clear you want him in Baltimore. Do you foresee any problems, possibly a holdout in training camp? We're all hoping no. But do you possibly predict that happening?
Well, that's a fair question. You know, I couldn't speak to that, you know, in all honesty. I mean, I'd be surprised just knowing Ray because I know how much he loves football. I think he understands there's no leverage to be gained by doing that. The guys who've done that, you know, have been in situations where they haven't come out and played very well the next year, you know, and the teams maybe sometimes they get their contract, sometimes they don't. That would never be a way to get a contract here. That's not the way the Ravens have operated. That's not the way Ozzie looks at it. That's not how I look at it. That's not how Steve looks at it. So I don't think Ray would do that. I don't think his agent feels like that's a way to gain an advantage. But it's a possibility. He's going to be here. He's going to be playing for us in the first game for sure, and he wants to do that, and I know he wants to play well, and he's going to be making franchise tag numbers at least. But, man, we want him signed long-term. Ray is a Raven. He's a leader. He's a great person. I think the relationships, you know, that he has with Wilbert, that he and I have, that he and Cam have, that, you know, he's the kind of guy that I think the people of Baltimore would, you know, can we let Ray get out of here? You know, that's not something we want to do. We want Ray to be there long term.
You're all about the team, and this team has really come together as a brotherhood. You see it when you hear from the guys, when you read what they have to say in the paper, or listen to them on the radio. You've really made it a family over there inside that castle, and not just a bunch of individuals. How hard was that to accomplish?
You know, I just appreciate you saying that, Jerry, and kind of, I mean, you're over there every day, and you know, you kind of get to know the guys, and you kind of know the environment and the feel of the place. And I agree with you. You know, I think our guys take a lot of pride in that. That's what it's all about, whether it's a football team or whether it's a family or whether it's, you know, a great company. You know, that's what it's all about, that feeling of brotherhood, that family, you know, that just, you know, taking care of one another, having each other's back, putting the other guy's needs, other person's needs above your own, you know, almost putting their success above your own, yet competing every day to bring out the best in each other. I love our football team. I mean, I love our players, our coaches, where we're at as a team. And to me, it's just, we're not going anywhere. You know, we had a great season and a you know, disappointing loss, but, you know, after the game, the disappointment, and it just stokes the internal fires to compete and to get back out there and be a better football team next year. And yet I was at peace with it because I knew our guys had put their heart and soul out there. And our guys, you know, I know they felt the same way. So we're going to be a great football team next year. There's no question in my mind, and we're going to find a way to be a better football team next year than we were last year. Then we're going to go out there and compete like crazy and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, you're a bigger man than me and a lot of fans out there that still haven't gotten over that loss. It's heartbreaking.
Well, I haven't gotten over it either, and, you know, I'm never going to get over it. So I get the same feeling you and the fans have. I mean, it's like there's a spot right in the pit of my stomach that feels exactly the same way after the game and now as it does after the game. And I suspect it's going to be the same feeling 10 years from now. But I'm okay with the guys. You know what I'm saying? The players, the coaches, and the effort they put forth. That's what I'm at peace with.
All right, a few more moments remaining here with the head coach of the Ravens, John Harbaugh, before he has to get back into another meeting. How about Chuck Pagano? You're back in his town now in Indianapolis. Is he still picking your brain?
Yeah, we've been talking. Chuck's been talking, so it's not quite the same, though, you know.
Yeah.
Seems like we're kind of eyeing each other, you know, kind of across the ropes there, you know, sparring a little bit. We don't have to play him next year, though. So, hey, Chuck's going to do a great job. You really, you know, as a head coach now, we've had actually a couple guys, you know, three guys have gone out to become head coaches now since 08 in one way or another. So you really, man, that's something to be proud of, you know. And I think Chuck's going to do a great job. He's just a great guy, great coach, you know, a good person, great wife and team, two beautiful daughters. Just, you know, I hate the fact that he's in the AFC, but, you know, when it comes time to line up against the Colts, the Ravens will show up on time. We will not be late, and we will be ready to play. So we'll look forward to that, too.
It's one of the downsides of being successful, I guess, Coach. Let me ask you about Joe Flacco, the year he had. I thought it was a very, very good year. The numbers may not have been as good as the previous year, but he's about to enter the prime of his career, as you and Steve Bisciotti have indicated, and he's going to be paid accordingly. I mean, the contract's going to get done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, right? From your perspective, he's your guy.
Right. Absolutely. He's our guy. I can say all the things I've said over and over again, and I'm happy to continue to say it. I mean, we believe in Joe. I believe in Joe. He's going to be a great quarterback. I think he is a great quarterback, and he's only going to get better and better and better because he works hard at it, and he's really a competitive guy. And he's got talent, and he's got a great heart, and he's you know, the players respect him, all those things. I mean, and well, our job is to I think, help, you know, build an offense around him, build personnel around him, and help him be the best he can be with technique and, you know, reading defenses and all the different things that every position, you know, be as good as they can be at their position. So, but I think we're going to have, you know, another run here of success, you know, with Joe being at the helm. It's going to be pretty special.
And last but not least, I think I began talking about the offensive line. What about the future of Ben Grubbs? Listen, I know you want him back. The question is, will you be able to afford to have him back?
You're right. That's the question. You know, and we've offered, I don't know if we've offered it yet, but we're in negotiations of you know, offering a lot of money. I mean, we're going to really make a run at Ben. We would like for Ben and Marshall to be, you know, the two anchors of our offensive line, you know, going forward here, and two guys at guard that are as good as any two guards in the league. And, you know, we're going to pay Ben as such, you know, and he'll just have to make a decision like all guys do, you know, to do that now or to, you know, go ahead and take it out to free agency, take it out to the market and see if he can even get more than that, you know, and that's the decision he's going to have to make with his agent. But, you know, I know Ben wants to be here. He's told me that numerous times. All the linemen want him here, you know, so just keep our fingers crossed and hope that gets done. If it doesn't get done, then we're going to have to, you know, just going to have to move on and kind of rebuild the offensive line a little bit. But hopefully we'll be able to do it with Ben.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time during a very busy week. When are you going to get some more downtime?
I don't know. We'll just have to see. We are taking Allison to Disney here in about a month. So we'll get about 3-4 days in Disney. So if any Ravens fans want to follow us down to Disney, we'll be on the Yeti ride over at Animal Kingdom. We'll be in line for that.
All right, look for the Harbaughs in Orlando coming soon to a line near you. Coach, thanks a lot,
Jerry,
for the time. I really am grateful for it. And enjoy Indianapolis again for the second time in almost a month.
Great being with you, Jerry. Have a good night tonight.